Earlier this year, Tom Carper in Delaware joined a congressional delegation to Central America in hopes of addressing the large number of migrants arriving at the U.S. border. WHYY's Johnny Perez-Gonzalez has more on southern Delaware's large Guatemalan population, which is closely following the issues that have been prompting people to leave their homes and come to the U.S.
In February, Carper visited with the presidents of Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras, sparking conversations with the Latino population in Delaware. Carper says many of migrants leave their country because of corruption and the lack of the rule of law.
One of the biggest problems they have in that part of the world is rule of law, lack of enforcement of law at all kinds of levels.
Former Guatemalan teacher Sara Ovalle, who moved to Georgetown 20 years ago, says she did so in search of a better economy. She said it's challenging to get ahead in life in Guatemala. It wasn't so much because of the gangs, but because of the economy. Seeing that it was the month that rent had to be paid, food had to be paid, there was no money. No matter if you had a job, no matter how hard you studied, you can't get ahead. Being a mother of two, she empathized with the children in Guatemala because education is not mandatory. Education today is very bad. That's the sad thing. And there is no legislation that says your children have to be in school by law. Some, like Percy Perez, fled the country to avoid extortion and violence. He, too, is from Guatemala and currently resides in Guatemala City. He has been going back and forth to Georgetown since 2011. The last time, they left me a piece of paper in the pharmacy, threatening me that if I don't give them a certain amount of money, they were going to hurt me. They have sent me videos with weapons that if I don't pay, they will use against me because they have located me. They already know where I am. Change is on the way for Central America, according to Carper. Mexico has established projects to transport goods from east to west, as well as wind and solar farms to produce renewable energy. Honduras is another country that has agreed to tackle the migration problem.
One of the encouraging things that we heard about when we were in Honduras, for example, was an interest there in creating something called an international commission against impunity in Honduras, establishing rule of law.
He hopes that these partnerships and projects will help reduce the flow of migrants by encouraging economic development and building a nurturing environment for job creation in the region. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez-Gonzalez, WHYY News.